From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the 19th day of July, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service's heat advisory remains in effect from noon today to 8 p.m. in the eastern Catskills, central and northern Taconics and Berkshires. The high levels of heat and humidity will result in heat index values around 100 degrees. Persons outdoors for prolonged periods will be at risk of heat-related illnesses. The National Weather Service recommends drinking plenty of fluids, staying in an air-conditioned room, avoiding the sun, and checking up on relatives and neighbors. The weather forecast for today is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be sunny and hot, with a high near 98 degrees. The heat index value will be as high as 104 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 72. We'll run down the weekend's weather in a moment, but first, here is what's happening in the local news. At the top of the news, New York State awards Prattsville $3 million for ongoing rebuilding. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that the town of Prattsville will receive $3 million from New York State for storm reconstruction efforts under a new program launched on Thursday. The town, severely damaged during Tropical Storm Irene, is one of the more than 100 communities statewide to receive more than $750 million under the New York Rising Community Construction Program. Prattsville's grant amount was based on damage assessments by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The funds will be awarded once the community's plan is submitted to the state for approval. The award will contribute to the town's ongoing projects, including business reconstruction and development, housing reconstruction, parks reconstruction, streetscape improvements, and the development of hiking trails. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. Over in Chatham, the Democrats have chosen their candidates for the town races. The Columbia paper is reporting that the Chatham Democratic Committee Caucus unanimously chose Londra Harbor of Valencia and Candace Eaton of Old Chatham to run for the two town council positions up for election this fall. The caucus also nominated incumbent Republicans Beth Ann Ripple for town clerk and Joseph Rickett for highway superintendent. A statement released by the committee said the caucus participants believe both have served all town of Chatham residents well in their respective positions. You'll find that full story in the Columbia paper. Finally, in Catskill, the town board has set a metal detector policy. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Town Board has agreed to a policy requiring a recently acquired metal detector to be set up at the courtroom entrance when cases are being heard. The directive was approved during a meeting on Wednesday. Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said, and I quote, "I think any time court is in session, they have to walk through it. It might be a slight inconvenience for somebody, but it's better to err on the side of safety," end quote. The metal detector was purchased for about $6,000 with a grant from the Unified Court System. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Freeman. The hot weather continues in our area as the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory and are stating that persons outdoors for prolonged periods will be at risk for heat-related illnesses. The National Weather Service is also recommending drinking plenty of fluids, staying in an air-conditioned room, avoiding the sun, and checking up on relatives and neighbors. For today, the weather forecast is for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be sunny and hot, with a high near 98, with heat index values as high as 104. Friday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 72. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are likely again, mainly after 1 p.m. Some of the storms could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 89 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers before midnight, then a chance of showers mostly cloudy with a low around 66. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 57. And for back to work Monday, partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Monday night, there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise this morning was at 5:36 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:26 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 49 minutes, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Friday, the 19th day of July, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.